Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. I hope everyone is doing amazing out there. I am jumping on with a solo episode. This kind of feels more like a soul rift, just like random conversation happening right now. So I hope we can enjoy this episode, which the topic is all about grit. What is that? Where is that? Where did it come from? The history and the etymology of it, and what's the deal with grit? So I can tell you straight away where this conversation is coming from. And that's just that I was literally just watching a show called Jinx. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it's about this psychopath, basically that. So I'm coming in strong with this episode. If you can feel me already, I'm like 1 minute in and I'm like talking about this crazy show that I watched. But the reason why, I promise it'll make sense, I'm talking about this is because it sort of got me thinking about the topic to this show today. So if you've never watched the docu-series called Jinx, it's a phenomenal docu-series, very well done. I watched it for the first time several years back and they just did a part two. Basically, it's about a man named Robert Durst, who is a very rich, successful man, but he's actually a psychopath. And so he has all of these times that he's apparently committed these murders or something in his life, and sort of the docu-series is piecing it together, ultimately coming together with an amazing couple of minutes toward the end of the first series where he kind of tells on himself. But it's very fascinating. If you've never watched it, give it a go. It's just one of those very crazy stories that's kind of taking place in real time. So you listen to it, right? Like you watch the series of Jinx and you're like, holy shit, this is like just in this last couple of years is when all this went down. So it's pretty fascinating. However, I got to thinking about this because why? I was watching the series and there's lawyers, tons of lawyers on there. And there were these two young kids, okay? And they just had like the little boy face, like the total little boy face. And they just look so young, little boy, like lawyers. And they were like, I was kind of tripping out because they just had so much ambition, passion, and focus, and grit, basically, and this desire to like do the job that they were doing. And it was really fascinating for me because I actually first stopped myself for a minute because I'm like, why is this so interesting to me? And then I realized it's because like watching these two young lawyers who barely look 20 talk about, you know, how they were helping out in this case with such passion and focus and all the hours they were putting in and how they were so dedicated to this case. It really made me realize like, wow, like these boys are dreamers, right? Like they're dreaming towards something else. Like they, you could tell they have their future at heart in the way that they were speaking. speaking about their job, they had goals, they had desires, you know, and again, this is just a random part of this docuseries, but I was observing this energy from these two young boys and just being like, wow, like I actually don't see a lot of that anymore. And I don't know if it's just the youth of today with, you know, all of the traumas they've been through. And so maybe there's this feeling of no hope or no future type of thing that can ultimately result in not having grit, because what are you working towards in your life if you feel like there's no hope, right? If there's no hope and there's no passion, there's no dreaming of anything. And I remember my niece, my older niece, had sent me a message during 2020, and she said something along the lines of that, which I found really fascinating about this. She was talking about, you know, the energy of 2020 and stuff. And she was saying, yeah, but it just feels like, is there any hope for us? You know, and I think my daughter said that too. And both girls are in their early 20s now. But I remember them during 2020 saying that, like, is there any hope for us? And I think that question, right? That question as a young person can be very looming. Like, I don't ever remember thinking that, like, is there any hope for us because of a societal pressure that was taking place? I remember thinking that because of the situations I personally put myself in throughout my life and thinking like, oh my God, is there any hope for me because I put myself in this situation? But I've never had that thought process based off of like a global experience. And so some of these kids that are walking the earth nowadays, you know, they don't have a lot of hope. They don't have a lot of inspiration. And a lot of that can just be because they lack hope for the future, right? And so they're not dreaming. They don't have that same motivation to dream. They don't, because they're not dreaming to begin with. And I think motivation and grit comes from dreaming for something better with this energy of hope that things could be different. So that's really kind of the core of this episode. And that I kind of hopefully within this first 5 minutes kind of laid the groundwork, was watching that docuseries, really got interested in these two young boys talking, and it got me thinking about grit. So of course, after I was watching this, I was watching it at like 8:30 at night. And then after that, I was like eating some late dinner. And then after that, I got in the shower and like, I just could not stop thinking about it. Like, I don't know why, but I just kept thinking about the way these boys were talking. Like they were just so inspiring, and they were probably like 19 and 20. They were like the younger lawyers that were helping the older lawyers, but they were just talking of, they're so fascinated by the work that they did. And you can tell they were just so inspired and so interested in what they were doing. And it made me really feel like, where is this now? Where is this energy? Like they're so hopeful. And I could tell it's because they loved what they did. They were truly motivated by what they were doing in their life. And it was so fascinating to see that from such two people that were just so young. And then it got me thinking about grit, right? Because clearly these young men had grit. They were, you know, freshly in college still, yet they were putting in long hours, you know, at the office, really helping to figure out this huge case with Robert Durst. And they were just so into it and really like listening to, you know, they were talking in ways where you can tell they're just very productive as well. So while they were like putting the case together, they wanted to busy themselves because the work that they were doing was kind of monotonous. So they decided that they would listen to audio of Robert Durst, and they ended up uncovering something deeper just from listening to the audio. But they had that sort of fire and that passion, like, yeah, we're doing something monotonous, helping out these bigger lawyers, but let's make ourselves even more useful by playing some audio of this man. And they listened to every single piece of audio that was ever out with him. And in that way, they found this sort of through line, and they were able to pick up on something. It wasn't like the something that broke the case, you know, but it was something in there that they got out and they were able to give to the bigger lawyers that helped out with the overall case. But my point in saying this is just hearing these young men talk, I was inspired. I was like, wow, like they want something more in life. There's something they're inspired by. They're inspired by the work that they do. And they're truly encouraged to find out the truth about what happened here. And so, you know, after the shower, I was just like, kept thinking about it. And I started to think about grit, right? And the energy of grit. And where does that come from? And why do we have it? And why is it that some people tend to have this grit and some people don't? What is it linked to? Like, what is the connection here? Is it linked to just being somebody who maybe had gone through something terrible in their life, and they sort of just put their heels in the ground, decided that no matter what, like, this is what I'm gonna do with my life. And that's where, like, the grit came from, because they were just like, fuck this, like, I refuse to accept my reality and I'm gonna, like, be something better. Is that where grit comes from? Or does it come from people who just aspire for more? Right? And they just, like, they're intelligent, they're smart, and they just can see a better way of doing things possibly. And that's where the grit comes. I don't know. Like, I got to really thinking about all of this and trying to figure out, like, where does it come from? And, like, how does that define people, and who has it and who doesn't have it? Right. So then I, you know, as I'm sort of going through these deeper thought processes, I start to think about the difference between, you know, toxic grit and healthy grit. And the reason why I started to think about that is because it's something that I personally struggle with in my life. Like, sure, you can have grit in your life and be like, no, like, F no, this is what I'm going to do in my life, and sort of put your heels in the ground that way, put your feet to the fire, all those things, and, like, get this shit done and all of that. But at what point is it toxic for you? And at what point is it actually, are you reaching that balance and it's healthy? So first and foremost, I wanted to, you know, just kind of discuss, like, the history of grit and, like, what exactly, why do people use this terminology? I mean, initially the word grit was used to describe small particles of, like, stone and sand, right? Or, like, it's, like, literally, like, she got grit in her eye, or, like, the grit in the windowsill. Like, that's where it's, like, but then it, we have this other version of the word grit that's more based in psychology, which is the courage and resolve, strength of character. And, you know, you could just say, like, he displayed grit in what he was doing or whatever. You know, it's kind of this, like, oomph energy around whatever it is that you're doing. So I was kind of thinking of, like, what is, like, the healthy way of doing grit, right? Versus, like, unhealthy grit, and how it can get you out of alignment and possibly, like, in your not self theme, let's say, in human design. So what I discovered is that there is a toxic and a healthy side to grit. And then eventually, after doing even more research with my one line in human design, I am, like, investigating everything I'm thinking about, I eventually discovered too where grit comes from, like, how people, at least through psychological studies, like, how they came about having grit as a personality trait, basically, because that's basically what it is, a personality trait. So first and foremost, toxic grit versus healthy grit. The main thing I discovered with toxic grit is that you have it, right? You have the grit. You have that feeling of wanting to, the, you know, attain success or some level of success in your life through resilience, basically, through passion, through hard work, through practice until you get it right. So basically, this is the persistence really to face all of the obstacles that are coming your way and just win, right? Because this is that component of success. And this is where that gritty kind of energy comes from. So really, with this energy of grit, I was researching it and kind of looking at the various definitions. I also seen that one definition of grit read that it means being motivated by outcomes over process. So one definition that I saw that actually I feel was, like, unhealthy grit is that right there. So being motivated by outcomes over the process. So that is leaning towards toxic grit. So now we're starting to make that clarification. Like, what exactly is toxic grit and what is healthy grit? Toxic grit is really feeling motivated, like I mentioned, by outcomes over process. So that can just be, like, you want the outcome to be this, but, like, you have zero interest in the process of how to get there. There were several examples online of this, but one of them that I liked was just wanting to be healthy, right? But, like, having zero interest in eating healthy or exercising or drinking more water or any of the things it takes to actually physically hold a healthy vessel. So that's one example right there, like I mentioned, just being obsessed with the outcome instead of interested in the process of how to get there. So that's, I guess, one example of the toxic grit that I want to highlight and underscore, is that if you find yourself feeling like gritty AF, like, hell yes, I have this feeling that I want to, you know, get to my goals, achieve my goals. And I'm going to do that through endurance, through perseverance, through resilience and passion and hard work and practice but you're so focused on the outcome over the process. That can be a problem. That's more leaning in the way of toxic grit when you just have no interest in the process, but instead you are just wanting that outcome. You're wanting that win. Another form of toxic grit to stay away from is doing it because you, for reasons outside of your purpose work, right? Like this can be like, for example, you know, I've seen this in the spiritual sectors, but it's kind of like doing things because you see other people doing them, but it's not actually what your soul is asking you to do. So that could be, for example, retreats, right? Like we see a lot of spiritual leaders and people who run spiritual businesses doing retreats. Now, let's say that you just don't aspire to do retreats. You just don't. You don't want to fucking do a retreat. Like it's not your vibe. If it's truly not in your purpose work, like you literally don't have that soul expanding feeling when it comes to doing retreats, but you're just doing it because you want to check that box. You want to say you did an Egypt pilgrimage and that you put it on and booked it out and all of that stuff. Or you just want to say you did these things. That is toxic grit. That's like really putting your feet to the fire and being like, hell yeah, I'm going to do two, you know, priestess pilgrimages this year. And I don't care what happens, I'm going to put them on and I'm going to check that box. But then you realize like it's not actually in soul alignment for you. You don't actually want to put on those retreats. You're just doing it because that's what you see what every other spiritual leader is doing. So you're like, I'm just going to do that in my business because that's the next step. That's another form of toxic grit because it's not coming from your actual purpose work and like what you want to do. Instead, it's coming from outside things. And you're like, oh, okay, I must be in alignment to do it this way because what else would I be doing? This is the next thing I should be doing because that's what everyone else is doing. And that's just one version of toxic grit in terms of doing it for reasons outside of yourself is, like I mentioned, for that outside validation too, to just say that you did it and have other people being watching you do it. And that's just one reason that can get you off track. Another form of this toxic grit that I want to talk about that relates to doing it outside of your purpose is doing it for the family or doing it for the kids, but like it's not for you. Like you actually don't have a soul inspired reason for doing this. You're just doing it because why not? Like I'm doing it for my family. I'm doing it for my kids. There is a certain level of that, right? Like taking care of your family. But like at one point, are you just like putting your feet to the fire, getting gritty AF about it? And it's not even, and it's for your family, but you're just doing it because you think you need to, when actually you don't need to. And if it's not in alignment for your soul calling to do this thing, whatever that is, it could be that you feel like just because you have a bunch of kids that you should be servicing kids in spirituality and you should be holding, you know, meditations for kids just because you're a mom and you have a bunch of kids. No. Like maybe you want to strictly work with, maybe you're a mom who has like five kids and maybe your sole purpose is to work with the Shakti, like sexuality and the Kundalini and all of that. Like maybe that's what you desire to do. And maybe, you know, that's just what your soul is asking you to do. So it's more so like that. Like, are you doing it just because you fit like the framework and you're checking the box because that's what people would expect of you just because you're a mom with five kids. So that must mean that you, you know, do some kind of spiritual work with children or you're obligated to do that. Or are you letting your soul guide you? Are you letting your purpose work guide you to doing what you're doing and not just like checking a box for something that you think that you have to do? So another one, of course, is money, right? And that's like reasons outside of your purpose, right? Like I truly believe everybody here is divinely intended to be wildly financially abundant in their life, in every area of their life, not just money, but in their health, in their relationships and everything. They're just truly wealthy in all areas. I think that's divinely intended for everybody. But when you're doing it for reasons outside of your purpose, like you just want to say like you hit that certain dollar amount in your checking account and it's not actually for like the service of the greater good, or you're not following your soul purpose with this. You're just kind of doing it just because you feel like you should. All of those reasons are not great, right? Like all of those reasons are going to hold you back in some way. And so this is really just asking you to take a step back, look at the bigger picture, why you're doing the things you're doing, and kind of say to yourself, like, okay, like, is this in alignment for my soul work, for my purpose work, that I, my greater purpose here on the planet? Or am I just doing it to check a box, for example? And back to this like toxic grit though that I want to talk about is another thing that I seen that I was like, oh my God, that's totally right on, is that you're doing it, whatever you're doing in your life, you're doing it because you're stubborn. And you're just saying like, no, like, I don't care. I'm not gonna do that because I'm stubborn. And like, I'm not gonna like put myself out there like that, or I'm not gonna be vulnerable. I'm not going to, you know, put myself in that category because I don't want to seem cliche. Whatever it is, I've been guilty of doing these things, not wanting to like do certain things just because I don't want to be put in that box, when actually that's just me being stubborn. Instead of just going in divine alignment with what feels good to my energy, instead I'm trying to prove someone wrong or stay, you know, out of that because I don't want to look a certain way, let's say. So that's another big one, is just doing things because you're being stubborn, toward whichever way in which stubborn is going for you. Could be going one way, trying to like, you know, impress people, or it could be just wanting to say F the world, whatever way you're leaning, just really being stubborn in the process, instead of going with the flow of what the divine is asking you to do. Another tall tale sign that you are in the toxic grit vibe is when you are experiencing burnout. And so listen, like, there's like about 75% of the planet are generators and manifesting generators. So there is many, many of us that are here to be exhausted at the end of the day in a good way, you know, in a way that feels so good to our body. Like, yes, like, I'm tired and exhausted AF, but I like am going to bed with a smile on my face because I feel like I showed up in a way that made me proud. I feel like I made a difference today. I feel like the work that I did was on purpose. Or are you just burned out all of the time? Obviously, sometimes we all get burned out, but is this like a consistent burnout where like you're always burned out and totally exhausted by your life? And that's toxic grit. It's literally being gritty AF and having that perseverance, having that desire to want more in your life, that endurance, that resilience, that passion, that hard work, but you're stuck in this energy of burnout. And so that's also a very telling sign that you're in the lowest vibration here of grit. There is a high vibration of grit and a low vibration of grit. And consistent burnout is definitely a sign that you are in the lowest vibration of grit. So burnout, avoid that, and definitely make sure you are not leaning that way. So now I kind of want to just shift for a second to the second part of this recording, which is going to be around healthy grit. Like, what does healthy grit look like in your life? And for me, I was like really feeling into this and I realized like, okay, healthy grit for me is balanced and aligned while feeling successful in my actions that I'm taking. So that's like the key right there. Like, you can be gritty AF, like have this feeling. You want to hit your goals, you know, you want to attain a certain level of success through having that endurance, having that perseverance, having that resilience, having the passion and hard work. But you feel balanced and aligned while being feeling successful at the same time. And that's really the core. That's where you're looking for, is that balance. Like, do I feel balanced at what I'm doing, or do I feel burned out and totally consistently? Another sign that you are in the energy of healthy grit is when you feel like you're making a difference in the world, right? That's like that bigger feeling. That's like at the end of the day, you're like, whoa, like, I made a difference today. I showed up in a way that made me proud. I did something that kind of scary, but like, I did it anyway because my soul was calling. All of those things are checking the box for healthy grit. It's like, yes, you're amazing. You're doing the damn thing, but you're doing healthy grit in a way that feels good to your body, good to your soul, good to your energy. And sure, at the end of the day, you might be tired from working, but it's in a way that feels satisfying to your energy, feels good. You're in your self theme of satisfaction, let's say as a generator or a manifesting generator, or success as a projector, for example, or peace as a manifester, for example. You know, for a reflector, feeling satisfied is really being in that flow and allowing yourself to be fluid in your energy so that you can avoid your not self theme of disappointment, right? So there's definitely some unattachment, some detachment that needs to take place for reflectors when it comes to stay away from this lowest expression of grit. And so I love this topic of grit and kind of looking at the overall aspect of this energy, like looking at the low side of grit, like when it's going to fuck you up and it's not positive for your energy. And then looking at the high side of grit, when it's healthy for you and it's in alignment, it feels balanced. And I kind of want to close this episode out by talking about where does grit come from? Because that's where I was really curious. I'm like, do people who have experienced terrible shit in their life, is that where grit comes from? From that moment of like, fuck this. Like, I refuse that this is not going to be my life. I am going to do something amazing in my life, and choosing that form of grit, which I've heard of that a lot, having like childhood trauma or like something happened where you're just like, whoa, like that was crazy AF. And like my teenage pregnancy for me was pretty crazy. So it like helped me form healthy grit, where at the time it was unhealthy grit, but now it's healthy grit, right? Where it's like, I can see what I want and it's like, I'm going there and I feel good about it, right? So I was looking at grit overall and kind of like, where does it come from? How is it formed? What I learned is this is sort of like I'm reading now, but I really like this breakdown here. So roll with me through this energy of grit and how this is explained, because I really like this. So this is talking about grit, and it talks about how grit is closely linked to resilience within the field of positive psychology. So individuals with higher levels of grit are capable and able to bounce back from setbacks more quickly due to a positive mindset. So grit highlights perseverance in working towards lifelong goals. That's really what it comes down to. I'll say that again. Grit highlights perseverance in working towards lifelong goals. So it really comes down to that perseverance. And it goes on to say that these individuals tend to experience more success and demonstrate a more sustained effort over long periods of time because they have this. So I really like this explanation of the grit and how this works. And I read this other part here, really trying to break down like, how do people get grit? Like, where does it come from? Is it that crazy like thing that has to happen, or where does it actually come from? But I like how this talks about how individuals with higher levels of grit are able to bounce back from setbacks more quickly due to a positive mindset. So now we're realizing like, oh, like this is due to a positive mindset. Okay, positive mindset. And so this goes on to say that grit, unlike many traditional measures of performance, is not tied to intelligence. It's not tied to intelligence. The researchers suggested that this helps explain why some very intelligent people do not consistently perform well over long periods of time. So we learned two things right there. One, that grit is connected to a positive mindset. And two, it's not at all connected to intelligence. Because like it says right here toward the end, why the researchers suggested that this helps explain why some very intelligent people do not consistently perform well over long periods of time. Because it has nothing to do with intelligence. It has everything to do with a positive mindset. And so I'm going to bring it full circle by just saying that that's what reminded me of these kids in the beginning of the episode, of the beginning of this episode, when I was watching the docuseries of Jinx and I saw those two very young boy lawyers, and they were just so full of positivity. Like, you can tell they have a positive mindset on life. They're like, have a positive, clear mindset on life. They don't have like a dreadful mindset on life. It's positive. It's like they're happy to be doing the work they do. They were excited about life. They were dreaming about what could be. They were like looking forward in their career. And I was just like, who are these kids? I can't even remember It's sad, I guess, but I couldn't actually, literally, I could not remember the last time I seen kids that young so fired up about the work that they were doing. Like, they were so genuinely, authentically lit up from the inside out about the work that they were doing. You can tell they would do it 24 hours a day if they could. And I was just so fascinated. I was like, look at these boys. Like, they had little boy faces. They didn't even hardly could grow hair on their face yet. And I'm thinking, look at them go. They're so interesting because they have this grit about them where they're just like, yeah, we're in school all day, but we would like go to the offices after work and like help the bigger lawyers like with this case on like the nonchalant things monotonous things that they don't have time to do, we would do them. And they were just so, and they ended up breaking a piece of the case because they were just busying themselves with the audio from the Durst case. So, and just watching them talk about this, and they were just like lit up genuinely about what they do. And again, I was trying to pinpoint, I'm like, what is up? Like, these kids just like, how are they like this, right? Because it's been so long since like I've seen kids like this, unfortunately. And I know they've been through a lot, like I know it. And so, but I was just trying to pinpoint like, what is this? Is it because they're intelligent? They're smart, clearly. They're going to be lawyers. Is that what it's based in intelligence? And when I started doing this research, I was like, holy shit, this has nothing to do with intelligence. It's a positive mindset. It doesn't matter what you've been through in your life. It has nothing to do with grit, has nothing to do with some crazy thing that happened in your life, like teenage pregnancy or your dad leaving your family or anything like that. Although it could relate back to that moment, right, where you discovered you anchored in the grit. But ultimately, it is driven by a positive mindset. People who have hope for their future. People who through the darkness, they can see the light and say, no, like I don't accept this current circumstance in my life. I am not connected to this reality. No, thank you. And instead be fully and truly inspired by their future and by what could be. Because when you talk about positivity, having a positive mindset, it's rooted in hope, which hasn't happened yet. It's like you have to, that's what hope is about. It's faith. Hope is connected to faith and a deeper faith that things could be different in your life, right? And I think that's just so important for not only our youth, but just every single one of us listening to this podcast to just go back to that and say, when's the last time I've hoped for anything? When is the last time that I've had a positive mindset on my future? And like that I'm really just positively and anchoring in something that isn't here yet, but I have positive energy toward it. I'm affirming something better for myself. Where is that? Where the fuck is that? I want to know because, like I said, I haven't seen it in such a long time. And now that I know, because I've always liked the energy of grit, it's one of those interesting words that sounds like what it is. So I kind of like that. It's kind of like with the clock, it's like TikTok, right? But that's actually how it sounds. Well, grit is the same thing. It's like grit is kind of how it sounds and feels. And so it's been always been an interesting word to me, despite what it represents. What it represents. So really just going back to not losing that. You know, especially as light workers, especially as people on the spiritual path, we cannot lose positivity, light, hope for the future of our lives, of our kids' lives, of what things could be like, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. We cannot ever lose hope because that's connected to our faith and like how things can be different. And, you know, if we really are like light workers, I hate using all that languaging, but if that's really what it is, then like we have to be able to anchor this in. We have to be able to hold on to something greater than ourselves, something bigger than like any one of us could imagine. And that's really the core and the essence of why this even matters, is to be able to take that energy, that bigger energy that's greater than ourselves, and really just anchor it into the here and now and like who we actually are and why it fucking matters. Just like I seen through these kids' eyes, this light coming out of their eyes, you know, because they were just so inspired by the work that they do. So I invite you to lean into the energy of a positive mindset as much as you can in your life, bringing in and anchoring in hope through faith that things can be different and they can be better. Because through that energy, through that mindset, through that thinking, through those words, right? That's why the podcasts are so amazing, because they're words that you're hearing and it's anchoring in this information. So through this energy, you're able to create the new age that we talk so much about, the new timelines, the new grids that we're working to create. So I hope this energy and this of this podcast is helpful to you and that you're able to get something out of this. And I felt really inspired by just watching these two boys on this show do their thing. I mean, lawyer life has nothing to do with me. I find it to be possibly a nightmare, but just watching them doing what they enjoy doing, watching and seeing that light in their eyes and watching, just feeling the energy of hope for their future and faith that they aspire that something could be better or different inspired me to even do this podcast, to even do this show. So as you can feel and see, this is a ripple effect that takes place throughout the collective when you allow yourself to just be in this energy. So thank you all so much for sitting with me through this 30 some minutes, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Sending you all so much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.